sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on back in the 727/813? Do we need to put the two together?
It's just like the Bay Area, right?
Yeah.
So we're all one.
Do I say Bay Area? Well, we're really not.
Well, yeah, we're like three separate communities that don't get along with each other.
What's the third?
Clearwater.
Clearwater doesn't come into... Nobody cares
about Clearwater. It's a triangle. It's Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa.
I don't think Clearwater's ever even brought up, to be honest.
I mean, that's the home of Hulk Hogan. Of course it matters.
It does not matter, brother.
It doesn't matter, brother.
I did take a picture for you as Terry has a whole display at Madison Square Garden.
Does he really?
Yeah. You know, boots and shirt and all sorts of cool stuff. So what a fantastic 4 days in New York City. Ended with... Now, again, let me preface this by saying I don't remember the event before Saturday.
Okay.
This was my favorite event of all time.
All time?
Well, I don't remember anything before.
Okay, that makes
sense. So it's easy to say that. But everything about it, the card, unbelievable. Having the President of the United States was there.
How big was that?
Having both sides. I'm going to vent about that in a second.
Okay.
Having Secret Service. And, you know, what was funny is when we went through security, and obviously we all knew he was there, but as we went through and they said, take everything out of your pockets, like you always do. Well, I didn't have a wallet or anything. You know, I just have a rubber band. So Sean took his wallet out and he told me this later that they literally went through and moved dollar bills around and checked everything in his wallet.
Wow.
I went in first and I said, I don't have a wallet. I just have a rubber band. And they said, so where's that? I said, in my pocket. And I kept walking, but it didn't register to me that they were going through everything. I did have a small container from my headphones, but it's not electronic. It didn't go off.
Right.
And you wonder why they didn't really search every single person. It is the President of the United States.
Because, I mean, Greg Hardy could have smuggled an inhaler in there.
Didn't we just have this talk?
I'm just saying.
We just had
I'm just saying.
Now this doesn't do
How did the inhaler get into the octagon?
Well, it didn't get into the octagon.
It got into his corner.
It got into, well, that is a big difference. So we are going to talk a lot about Saturday's card, the amazing fights. The one fight that sticks out to me more than any will be on this program today.
Okay.
You know, and like I'm going to tell him, this fighter, we've talked about the fights that I remember, and I remember, what, six fights?
Sure.
I will always remember that Kevin Lee head kick. Oh, my God.
What an amazing athlete that guy is.
Well, you know, the thing that kind of bothered me, and it's why I'm really looking forward to having Kevin on, and I'm going to say this to him. On media day, in the media, the fans, everybody was picking against Kevin Lee. It's like, have they forgotten where he was, what he's done, who he's fought, yes, who he's lost to.
Sure.
You know, against an undefeated fighter. I get all that. But so here's...
He's so young.
He is young.
I mean, but he's a veteran because of how much experience he has. Like, he's in that sweet spot, I think. I mean, he's got enough experience to be, like, the best of the best. And then he's young enough. He's still got the athleticism as a up-and-coming fighter. So he's dangerous.
Before I run down the card, our card, kind of a solemn, because it's always solemn. You know, I hate when somebody says happy birthday to somebody that's passed away.
Oh, really?
I hate that. Because in my, again, everybody believes whatever they believe.
Sure.
I'm believing they're not having a happy day.
True.
That's just me.
True.
But today was the birth, 43 years ago, of Pat Tillman.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Wow.
And it's been like 11 years.
Wow.
Crazy how time flies. So scheduled on today's program, first, your co-owner, chairman, and CEO of the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete will be on.
Awesome.
Kim Green.
It's a great event.
And I have an announcement to make, something that you're not even aware of. So I'm going to announce it with him to you.
Oh, nice.
Here in about 10 or 15 minutes.
I'm excited.
The return of Muhammad Lawal fights on Friday night.
King Mo.
And then I believe he has an event in Orlando on Saturday. We'll talk to him about that. And yes, Dave Manley returns.
Nice.
MMA bobblehead. Getting ready to release. There's pre-orders on, ironically, the Jorge Masvidal.
With the flying knee.
With the flying
knee.
What
an incredible figurine. I mean, you can't even call it a bobblehead. It's a figurine.
And we've always said
that. It's a statue.
Then we're going to have in our official BKFC, Helen Peralta, who fights next Saturday. And yes, I will be there. I'm looking forward to that. Bottom of the hour, Kevin Lee will be on. The bottom of the second hour. So a lot of stuff to get to. Give me your thoughts first and foremost, right out of the blocks. Saturday night. MSG, we were there about 6 o'clock, those 6 hours. What sticks out to you?
I think the fact that the president of the United States, the most powerful man on the planet, came to a live UFC event in person. I think it's monumental for the sport. I think that for those that don't know about the history with Donald and the UFC, is many believe that the UFC wouldn't be in existence today had Donald not opened up his casinos, the Taj Mahal, for the UFC events back in the day, the first two under the Zuffa brand. You know, the close affiliation he has with Dana White, and the way he pushed for, you know, regulations and sanctions for this to be a global sport. So I think it's just incredible to see that and to see him there. And I think that was the biggest thing for me.
No matter which side, it doesn't matter which side you're on. MMA side, you should be, you know, like you just said. The thing that kind of bothered me, and it does kind of stick out, is both sides I wish would shut up.
Yeah.
Truly.
I mean.
Because Junior, Donald Trump Jr., tweeted out something about, you know, the USA chants and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and was implying in the tweet, in the media, the fact that the USA tweets or chants were directed to them walking in. Now, from somebody who was there, the USA chants, at least the ones that I heard, had nothing to do with Trump and the entourage. The USA chants were for the USA fighter who was fighting, I believe, a Brazilian fighter. So both sides kind of embellish, take what they want, which you always know, but until you see it with your own eyes or hear it with your own ears, you don't understand.
Sure.
You know how they pick and choose words here and there, or that chant, whatever. But one of my favorite photos of the entire 4 days is the picture of Dana White and Donald Trump sitting on the couch.
Oh, in the VIP room.
Right. In the green room, blue room, red room, whatever. And watching the fight. To me, that was really cool.
Well, from Dana, from his own account, you know, Donald was, he shows up early. He stays for the entire events. After the first two events at the Taj Mahal, even when they moved to the Meadowlands, Donald came and lent his support for the sport.
He even went into the ring in the Affliction event in California.
Yeah.
And I know that for a fact.
Because you were there.
I was in the ring in Affliction in California as well.
With Donald.
That's where the photo came from. So,
I think it's amazing. I think it's really, it shows how much the sport is growing. You know, obviously the ESPN merger this year is huge, but I think this one takes it to a whole another level.
I know that that you said the things that Dana brought up, and Dana also brought up in the press conference that they wanted to put him in a suite, you know, for security reasons and whatever, and the president refused.
He
said, no, I want to be on the floor.
I love it.
I want to be as close, well, not as close, because he wanted row 3, and Dana's like, no, row 2. You don't want row 3. I don't know really why row 2, other than you'll have people in front of you, which, again, is another buffer, I guess, but there was 6 Secret Service to the left of Donald Trump, and I'm sure there was plenty on the other.
Oh, for sure.
There was plenty behind. There were sharpshooters all over the place.
No question.
It was cool. You know, and again, no matter what, no whether if you like or dislike, if it was a president, you know, you liked or it was cool. The atmosphere was cool. The garbage trucks that were surrounding MSG for security reasons. So we're walking down about 2 blocks over. We're walking to MSG, and there was about 6 black SUVs.
Okay.
And so a couple guys kind of, you know, what's going on over here? And I said, oh, it's for the president. And they started to laugh. And I go, no, it's for the president. He's coming to MSG for the fights. And they're like, oh, wow, wow, wow. So, yeah, it was cool.
I mean, there was two black beasts there that night. You have Derek Lewis, and you have the presidential armored limousine that's known as the Beast.
That's your second stupid joke of the day.
That's not a stupid joke. That's a correlation.
Yeah, well, it's not funny.
There's two black beasts fighting on that
And did
night.
You see that he said he thought he lost the fight?
I thought he lost the fight as well.
Well, but it doesn't matter. It only matters to the three knuckleheads that have a score pad.
That's why I texted you during the fight. And I was like, I think he lost. And you're like, no, he won. He had bigger shots, more damaging shots. It looked more impressive when he was throwing those uppercuts.
It did look more impressive. But again, from where I was sitting.
You got to take it down. There was some jitsu. There was some armbar attempts. There was a Kimura attempt, Americana attempt. So I think just overall control of the octagon and actual mixed martial art usage, I thought that the Black Beast lost.
I believe that was the only fight I missed.
Oh, okay.
That I picked wrong. Because I thought he was going to lose.
Yeah, because I also said that I thought Luque was going to win, and he...
I thought Wonderboy looked good.
Yeah, amazing. Sharp, quick. His switch stances, just unorthodox. You didn't know where the kicks were coming from. You didn't know where the punches were coming from. That guy's an amazing specimen.
So they asked Stephen Thompson, you know, who he would like next. He listed a couple people, and he brought up Damian Maia. So my question to you is, which do you like? Which would you rather, the two similar styles or the two totally different? Because Wonder Boy versus Damian Maia is two.
Sure.
It's a 180.
One's a kickboxer striker, and the other one's a boa constrictor. Probably the most dangerous man on the ground
in the world.
And in history, yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, if you had to choose to go to the ground with any other person, who, if it's Damian Maia or someone else, you pick someone else.
Yeah, but again, if you're going to go back, I mean, do you go to Hoist Gracie, you know, UFC 3, or are you saying right this second? I'm a Damian Maia guy.
I mean, Hoist Gracie started it, and it was so it was like an alien coming to like planet Earth.
Well, but he cheated, and we've always said that he cheated.
But no one knew how to defend that style. Nobody knew what was coming. Nobody had a way to prepare or game plan it or watch film. I think the fact that Damian Maia is still what he just did to Ben Askren like a week ago. Like, I think to show that that he's still relevant, that he's still dangerous, I think you got to give the nod to Damian Maia. I mean, how else can you argue that? I mean, you know, once Hoist got figured out, then, you know, Matt Hughes with the power and the strength and the wrestling showed that he could dominate Hoist Gracie.
But was it once he got figured out or once he took the pajamas off? Seriously.
Well, I mean, two different styles. I mean, the pajamas are our weapons.
Exactly.
I mean, the gi is a weapon. The collar, the chokes, the control, the sweeps. I mean, you have so many more options as opposed to just no gi. So, yeah, I mean, they're completely different styles. But I think you got to say Damian Maia, the career that he's had, to fight the names that he has, the career that he's had, how can you not say he's the most dangerous man on the ground?
I also want to throw a little bit out about Darren Till.
Yeah.
You know, and I've said to you on and off the air, I've said to some of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as we've talked, I've said to a couple of my closest fighter friends, I've asked, have you ever gone into a fight? You know, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
The honesty of Darren Till at the press conference after, and again, it's easy to say this after, you know, especially after a win, a fight that you win. But when Darren Till said that, on numerous times, he considered faking an injury, that he didn't want to go in there. He didn't want to go fight. You know, again, that's the vulnerability that I've kind of mentioned from the BKFC that was here in Tampa when I saw Bigfoot Silva in the back and saw his face and all that kind of stuff. We don't think of any of this. We don't look at any of that. And for him to say that he wanted to fake an injury, and then when the story broke how the fight almost didn't happen again, when Secret Service told him he had to get out of the room. Yet he's not allowed out of the room until he's checked. So,
right.
You know, that goes back to some of the change, you know, and we'll discuss that with Kevin Lee a little bit next hour. But, you know, his honesty to say that kind of stuff, because who says that?
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like when I want to ask guys, do you think you're going to win this fight? I always think. And I'm like, really? Always?
Sure.
Can you be honest with me at least once? You know, because I don't believe it. I don't believe that every single fight, you know, you think that, absolutely.
I think
you could.
I think, I mean, if we go back in time, I mean, Darren was...
How far in time are we going?
I mean, go back to the Donald Cerrone fight in Poland. I mean, he was an up-and-coming name. There was some buzz about him. But until he dominated Cerrone in the first round and in Poland, you know, he got fast-tracked to superstar, right? I mean, kind of with the BJ Penn, like the prodigy. This is the next rising sun. This is the next, you know, king of the UFC. I think that's a lot of pressure. I think in his heart, he knew that he didn't deserve all that praise and that kind of like fast track to, because he bypassed.
Well, you buy into that.
All right,
so we're going to get more into Saturday night. We're going to look ahead to what's going on this weekend.
Sure.
BKFC next weekend. But today's a big day as well for numerous reasons. And I've got an announcement I'm going to make with you as well regarding the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. And on the phone with us right now, the co-owner, chairman, and CEO, he's been on before, Kim Green. Kim, how are you?
Good, thank you, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. We certainly do appreciate your time. Today's a big day. Tickets went on sale this morning. Talk about that. Talk about the excitement of, even though you guys work year-round, for the race, but it's time to start thinking 2020.
It is. And, to be honest, we do also a ticket renewal period before this for people that have had tickets in the prior year and they can renew their tickets. That's gone very well, so that goes for about a month. And now tickets are going on sale to the public in general. We're excited. IndyCar is, got a lot of momentum going into next season. And, the Firestone Grand Prix being the opening IndyCar race of the season, everybody's going to be ready to see some racing by the time March comes around.
Yeah, absolutely. And the announcement that I was going to make, and my co-host doesn't even know it, not only are we going to have a meet and greet with one of the drivers here, but my brother has a car in one of the earlier races in the Porsche, 673 Cup USA. We're going to have Richard Edge here in our studio, and we're going to do some things with him as well. So talk about some of the other races as well, not just the big granddaddy on Sunday.
Well, certainly, it's a three-day weekend and lots of on-track action. So, IndyCar being the highlight show, but they're on practicing both Friday and Saturday, and then they qualify for the race on Saturday afternoon for the race Sunday. But in addition to that, we have the three stepping stones in the IndyCar series. So the young guys that would like become IndyCar drivers, and two of them just got the nod to move up to the McLaren Sam Schmidt Peterson team for 2020, and so that's the winner of the Indy Lights series, and then the previous year's winner of the Indy Lights series. So both the great young drivers, obviously Colton Herta, who's been a bit of a name in the 2019 season as a rookie. Ex-Indy Lights driver, had a great season with the IndyCar series. So we've got some young guns coming out of the Road to Indy series. So there's three levels of Road to Indy, USF 2000, Pro 2000, and Indy Lights, all exciting stuff. Pirelli World Challenger being with us every year of the Grand Prix down here in St. Pete. They bring excitement with all the different types of sports cars that race in their series, two different divisions, the GT4 and the Touring class as well, the TCU class. They'll race both Saturday and Sunday, just like the Road to Indy series will all race two races over the weekend. In addition, we're excited to bring in the Porsche GT3 Cup Series, which is all the same make of Porsche GT3 that we'd all love to own. Fabulous cars, great racing, and we're proud to have those guys join us here in St. Pete in 2020. So a jam-packed 3 days of on-track activity, and if the weather's great, which it normally is in March, I think we're going to have an exciting week.
We're definitely looking forward to that addition as well, with Richard Edge and our involvement with him. Talk about real quick, every year it's a great event, and then the next year you top it, and then it's a great event, and somehow you top it again. How do you continue to top this three-day event?
Well, we're always trying to think of things to enhance the event. It's more than just racing. It's about an outdoor entertainment event for fans that like to go outdoors in beautiful weather that time of year in St. Petersburg. There's lots of exhibits to interact with. There is always some great food vendors. We put in a temporary marina for boats to come and view the race from the boats. That right now is pretty well sold out very quickly, which is great news. There's a floating sort of bar area out there on the water, which a lot of fans like to go out there and enjoy a cocktail and watch the race on the screens out there. I think one of the highlights that's really grown in recent years is our Friday night 5K, which you get to run the racetrack and raise money for charity. And all the funds that we've raised for that event the last 3 years have gone to the Police Athletic League, so which is a really local, worthwhile charity. On the Wednesday night, we have another charity event, which is a really supported strongly and really his event. It's Sebastian Bourdais, a resident here in Indianapolis, in St. Petersburg, that has a go-karting event on Wednesday afternoon, and that raises money for charity to help All Children's Hospital. So a lot of things going on. Downtown is always fun on the week of the race. Lots of great restaurants and things to do. The city works with us for some interactive stuff on the Straw Park downtown, which is also aimed at kids as well. So, you know, it's a very festive week. We're excited, and we expect IndyCar and all the series to come with a very competitive series in each of the divisions, and it's a bit of a guess as to who's going to be the top race after the weekend's over, but super, super exciting.
It's always awesome to start a season right here in our hometown, our backyard of St. Petersburg, Florida. Kim, where can people get more information? Where can they get out, get the purchases? You know, holidays right around the corner. No better than the present to start making those purchases.
Well, certainly, I think, you know, we encourage everybody to go online and get their ticketing done online. And so gpstpete.com, www.gpstpete.com. And everything's online there, all the options. And I think that hopefully we can accommodate everybody's needs. We have not only, obviously, grandstand seats. We have general admission, which is very popular as well. We have very, very good VIP hospitality that people can purchase an individual hospitality ticket to a VIP suite at the top of the grandstands. And that is inclusive of all food and drinks for the whole 3 days. Friday is great for the fan that wants to come out and get a taste of what it's all about, because on the Friday you can just buy a ticket quite cheaply and you can sit anywhere in the grandstand. So the grandstands are open seating on the Friday, which is a great way for the families to come out and have fun. The actual paddock or garage area where the Indy cars are all worked on is open to the public on that Friday, and so you can get in there and maybe catch a photograph with some famous drivers, get an autograph, and see how they put those race cars together. So I think Friday is a great way to get out and get an initial taste, and then hopefully we can talk you into buying a ticket for the rest of the weekend. And we have a lot of fans to do that.
And I'm sure once you go, before on Thursday or Friday, you have them hooked, because it is incredible. It is a great event. I know that we're going to have you and a lot of the drivers on as we get closer to the race. On short notice, Kim, thank you very much for your time for coming on, and we will talk to you again very, very soon.
Well, thanks for having us on, and we appreciate the privilege to put on this event for a great city and a great fan base down here.
Awesome. That has been Kim Green. He is the co-owner, chairman, and CEO of the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. We will be giving tickets away as we get closer to the race, and I do not want you on my media team next year.
What do you mean? If I can deliver a pizza, I can be an IndyCar driver.
It's probably the one and the same. It's probably the funniest thing I've ever seen is you driving that go-kart.
The pizza gets there safely, so obviously I'm a great driver.
I will describe how you drove again when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Some. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. This is pound for pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th annual Power of Giving holiday party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving holiday party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. Duke?
I think Perry just got added to next month's card.
I believe he did.
How cool will that be?
Yeah.
You know what that means, but most likely.
But
it means he'll be on the show that Wednesday.
But is that good? I mean, isn't that the whole reason that Diaz's eye opened up? I mean, it was the same cut he got during the Paetus fight just a few months ago. You know, Mike suffered a serious broken nose, deviated septum or whatever in Uruguay. You know, like, shouldn't these guys have more recovery time before they get back into it?
I'm going to say that's up to the doctor, and you hopefully have the right doctor. The doctor that stopped the Diaz fight, did you hear this?
No.
Told the fighter he had a broken leg, even though he didn't.
Oh, really?
In Bellator. So This guy had a background of making mistakes. But first and foremost, for fans, for fighters, for management, for anybody to issue death threats, to me, is insane. Grow up.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like giving up. I remember when Mitch Williams gave up the winning home run in the World Series, and they TP'd his house in New Jersey and threatened him. And yeah, I mean, come on. It's not that big of a deal.
Right.
It's a big deal. Don't get me wrong.
They've killed soccer players in Colombia for scoring on the wrong team.
Yep.
You know, so, yeah, I mean,
don't ever ruin a bet.
They take it serious.
You know, just a little too serious. Now, again, it's coming from me, who's not really
into that.
Fanboy, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it is a shame. It is crazy. But it's now going to make you wonder, and we'll ask fighters down the road, you know, we've always said, do you worry about who the judges are?
Right.
Well, now do you have to worry about what state, what city, what state, what country, because you got to worry about these doctors? I'm okay with both. Stopping, not stopping.
Do you think the fight deserved to be stopped on Saturday night? Do you think the Diaz cut?
Me personally?
Warranted a stoppage.
No, especially after the Tyson Fury gash, which makes this look, you know, like nothing, like an ant bite. But and as much as I want to say this, I just got through saying this is the doctor, allegedly, mm-hmm. who told a fighter he had a broken leg when he didn't. The doctor is looking at it. That's the doctor's job.
Right.
You know, the doctor doesn't care. I'm arguing with a moron on the elevator to go to the press conference that the doctor stopped the fight so it'll set up a rematch.
No.
I'm like, you're an idiot.
No, right.
You know, I've met a lot of idiots, and you're at the top of the list. Because the doctor doesn't give a crap.
Doctor can take my place.
Well, no, you're one. He's two. Okay. So it's just silly what people think. The doctor was there. I'm going to have to say he knew what he was doing. There's a reason that the New York State Athletic Commission is using this guy.
Right.
I don't think it should have. I mean, we know. And the thing that kind of bothered me is I'm arguing with myself, just so you know. I have people on both shoulders arguing with me. That he said he took into contact,
right.
Who the fighter was. Well, if you're going to take into that Nate Diaz, then he could be dead and I still wouldn't stop the fight.
Right, because you know he comes on stronger fourth, fifth round. That's a strategy. He's always done that.
So he obviously didn't take that properly. I don't think it should have, could have, would have, deserved to, but I'm not a doctor.
Right.
A doctor looked at it.
Sure.
Supposedly, and I think it was Mergliata that was the ref, supposedly he said that he was leaning towards stopping it in the second and said he was going to give him one more round and, you know, things didn't turn, and it didn't.
Right.
You know, for people to be all, and you made the comment, that's how he fights, and, you know, he comes on, he lost all three rounds, arguably one, possibly two 10-8s.
Right.
He wasn't going to win that fight.
Sure.
The doctor's job is to protect the fighter. Now, the reason I love this sport is you can literally lose, like Anderson Silva did to Chael Sonnen, 48, 49 minutes of a 50-minute fight. Or, you know what I'm
right,
saying.
Sure.
They're not 10-minute rounds. But
and then one.
With 12 seconds left. Well, look at Lewis.
Triangle, choke, and yeah, Lewis, 7 seconds left.
Right.
Like knocked out.
And that's what I love about this sport, but I just didn't see at any time, and I picked Masvidal to win the fight. I didn't see any way from the time it started until they got on their planes to fly home, Nate Diaz ever winning that fight.
And even his body language was awkward in the fight. He was doing some weird or unorthodox stuff, like turning his back and turning it sideways, because he just had no answers for it.
How did you love the start of the fight when Masvidal felt like he was running up? I thought that was kind of funny. Cool. I think Nate thought it was kind of funny, too.
No, I thought it was great. I mean, but during that same fight, you had the extreme. Yeah, didn't you have like a 30-27 one way and 30-27 the other way and then a split decision? Like, how does that happen?
Well, it happens if it's a close fight. You know, let's be honest. Yeah. If it's a close fight, it can happen because if you're, whatever you're doing, you're counting punches, you're counting strikes, you're all of this stuff. If it's the difference of one punch, you know, and if, well, you don't remember because he left and then you joined the show, but Derek Kukulich used to always say that he hated when people would say he got robbed. If it's one punch, if it's one round, that's not robbery. Right. And as much as it bothers me 30-27, 27-30, if it's a close fight, if it's not a close fight, like for somebody to have given Nate Diaz the first three rounds, the guy should be investigated. I get that.
Sure.
And I don't remember what fight it was, but I would have to, and I don't like to go back and watch and rewatch, but.
Do any credence to posting the scores between rounds?
I would love that.
Like, wouldn't that help some of this? Like,
I don't know if it would help it, but
a more accurate scoring at real time.
No, I don't think it would change and help, you know, the fight at all. I think what it would do is help the fighter who's losing.
Gives them motivation. Like, they know they have to go in for a knockout or a win, or they know for sure that they're losing instead of like wondering if they lose.
Yes. You know, if they think they're winning but they're losing the first two rounds, it's going to change.
Sure, their strategy, their intensity, their desperation.
Exactly. So it's definitely something that I would like to see. But I've always said it about boxing. I've always said it about, you know, MMA, any of those sports. You know, we know what the score is in a baseball game.
Yeah.
We know what the score is in a football game.
Yeah.
And by the way, for the first time in just over 3.5 years, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers return home this weekend.
Yeah.
I cannot believe there's finally a home game.
They've been gone forever.
Can't wait to finally go to a home game.
Really?
I've been to more road games than I have home games.
That's true.
How does that happen? But I know this is crazy, but we need to go hit another break so we can kind of stay on track. Then we're going to go out west. We are still trying to get a hold of King Mo, but we're going to reach out to Dave Manley, talk about the Masvidal bobblehead, and a major announcement. We won't make the announcement, and hopefully he doesn't say the other radio show again this time. But an announcement will be made, I believe, next week on their next bobblehead. And oh, my gosh. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now. Coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Godsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
I think Herschel could still fight.
You think so?
I do. I'd like to see Herschel fight Greg Hardy, who fights this weekend.
With or without the inhaler?
It really doesn't matter.
All right.
You know, it's not going to be a sanctioned, you know, Herschel's over in Bellator. Greg's here at the UFC.
Yeah.
So, it would be a backyard Kimbo Slice, Nico Price, Jorge Masvidal.
I mean,
speaking of Jorge Masvidal,
yeah,
let's welcome back to the program. It's been way too long. Your MMA bobblehead expert, he is the man, Dave Manley. Dave, how are you?
Way too long, Randy. I wish I was on every week.
Well, we might have to talk about that. Life gets in the way, and before you know it, a week is a month, is 3 months, is 6 months, and some guy just fought Saturday night, and I think that kind of plays right into your hand.
Oh, absolutely. Before we talk about that, what's going on, Naked Pizza Man?
What up? What's up, Big Dave?
Everything's good. Yeah, Randy, he fought on Saturday. So, for those of you guys who don't know, Randy, it's funny because the last time I saw you and the last time we hung out was in person in Las Vegas the day before the Jorge Masvidal-Ben Askren fight.
Was that a fight?
Yeah, if you want to call it that. But it's funny how life happens like that, because, you know, who knew, like in my world, who knew that once that flying knee KO happened, that my whole entire life would just be turned upside down and change. And that's really what happened as soon as that knee dropped. And, you know, 18,000 people or whatever in the arena, just, I've never felt energy like that in my entire life. I've been to dozens of shows. And when that knee dropped, and then when Jorge did the press conference and the super necessary, I knew for a fact that the next one had to be the Masvidal bobblehead. But I mean, there was a lot of obstacles for me to overcome. I mean, I hadn't even met Jorge yet. And, you know, so it was awesome how everything kind of came about.
Well, you know, and that's the first two or three questions you just answered, because I always wondered, you know, and we know that you're a fan and you're helping to take not only, you know, MMA, but the bobbleheads to a whole new level. And, you know, so I was going to ask that exact thing. Is it the guy? Is it the athlete? Is it, you know, does it have to be that special thing? Like if Jorge would have won, but in four rounds and not, you know, 4.5 seconds, would it have mattered? And obviously, you just said it would have mattered, and because if it was such a devastating and the press conference and all that, so it definitely makes sense.
Randy, that's the beautiful thing about being able to be hands-on with the artistry and the craftsmanship and having my whole team ready to go, and also combine that with me being a massive MMA fan like I am, because once the knee lands, that's all I'm thinking about. And if that's all I'm thinking about, I'm going to get it done, and we're going to start sketching, we're going to start doing the art and all that stuff. And I mean, there's a lot of things that get in the way, like, you know, the fighter wanting it done or saying yes or getting in touch with the fighter and all that stuff. So luckily for me, going into that fight, I was already thinking of Jorge bobblehead with his hands behind his back and leaning forward. Kind of, I think a lot of people know that photo of him against the fence. You know, I thought that's a cool thing or whatever. But then he landed the knee. The next day, I drove home. I live in San Diego, which is about 5 hours away from Vegas. I don't think I listened to one song on the radio. It was radio silent. All I could think about was how I can logistically, physically, how I can make a flying knee bobblehead where I give it its due and make it look like a flying knee without it breaking when it lands on your doorstep from, you know, me mailing it out to you, because these things are really fragile. And I don't know. I didn't know how to do it. And so I just thought about it and thought about it. I became obsessed with thinking about this flying knee until finally it kind of just hit me.
I know that we're going to talk about the pre-order and to purchase the Masvidal, and this may or may not, as we all know, I don't pre-ask. Nobody knows the question. I don't even know what I'm going to ask you until I do it. Is the word super necessary on the box, on the bobblehead, you know, on his brain? Because they are the two most famous words that goes with Jorge Masvidal.
Randy, I try to stay away from the herd. And I try to stay away from, you know, what's, you know, the kind of like the pop-in thing, you know, at all times. So I don't want to use catchphrases. He may have a better catchphrase, you know,
because
three-piece in the soda was way better than, or way before super necessary. And what if I did that on the box? And this box is something completely different than I've done before. I'm working with a different artist I've never worked before with, as a really acclaimed artist in his field, and we're doing the box in just something completely different, but it's so awesome, and it really doesn't have anything to do with any of his catchphrases, and so no is the answer.
Okay, I got you. Now, with you talking about, you know, that you were thinking Jorge, and then he did the knee and all that kind of stuff, the first thing that comes to my mind, obviously it's your company, but he is our next guest coming up, and Kevin Lee's head kick, I think, would be another awesome, you know, figurine. I don't even want to call it a bobblehead. What did you think of that head kick?
Oh, I mean, come on. I think like what everyone thought. I mean, you know, I think probably 2 million people at the exact same time put their hand over their mouth or jumped up in the air. I mean, that was as close to a dead body as you'll ever see, you know, in midair or against the fence. I mean, the bounce off the fence, it looked like someone laying in their coffin, really.
Right.
I mean, that was. I love Gregor Gillespie too. I was really looking forward to that fight. It's too bad we didn't get to see more of that fight, just like Masvidal and Askren. But as far as knockout of the year, yes, that is a candidate. But that's it's not even a close number two because of the circumstances surrounding the fight. In little old Dave Manley's opinion,
sure.
You know, because the Gregor and the Gillespie and Lee fight. Not a lot of buildup, but, you know, I don't think Gregor's a real good dance partner if you want to hype up a fight. But Masvidal and Askren, everyone was waiting for it. I mean, there was some heat on that. So for Masvidal to come out and do what he did, oh, Maron, I mean, that was incredible.
I've had people ask me, and I've seen it, you know, on Twitter as well, people that have asked who got the, and I hate that it was a trade, because it really wasn't, but in my opinion, but, you know, who got the better of the trade, you know, with Demetrius Johnson going over to ONE or Ben Askren coming to the UFC. And most people are thinking Demetrius Johnson because, you know, he went over there, he's just as strong, he is DJ, blah, blah, blah. And I disagree. I think the better end of the trade was Ben Askren, because that's three fights that people have cared about, because they're rooting against him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where Demetrius, you know, they like him, but nobody really cares. I think more eyes were on all three Ben Askren fights because his fans wanted him to win, and people that hated him wanted him to lose, and that's how you make money.
Say what you want about DJ and the trade, you know, if you're a DJ fan or whatever, but there, you know, when you take a step back and look at it at a macro perspective, hands down, the better of the deal went to the UFC with Ben Askren. Not only did Ben Askren generate so much revenue with all of his shenanigans before each of his three fights, but he's not done yet, A, and B, all of a sudden, look who's here with Triple C. With Triple C resurrecting the division, making it interesting again. I mean, it's not that long ago when Demetrius Johnson, with all his title defenses, wasn't even fighting on a pay-per-view show. I mean, give me a break. So we got, you know, Ben Askren, who's a revenue generator, and a rejuvenation, a resurrection, so to speak, of the division. So I think UFC scored the better end of that deal for sure.
100%. I know we only have about three or four more minutes, and I know an announcement is coming in the next couple days, week and a half. Where can people find out about it? Is there any kind of hints that you can give out, or do we just have to sit and wait?
Oh, man, I've been working on this one, Randy, for a while. It's less than that. I'm announcing it on my own social media, which is MMABobblehead.com across all platforms. But I'm announcing it on Instagram Live next Monday. Next Monday happens to be Veterans Day. I can't wait for this one. This one is ready, unlike the Jorge Masvidal right now, where I'm taking pre-orders for that, and that's going to be ready in late December. We're working as hard as we can, as fast as we can on this, on the Masvidal. But the new one that I'm announcing next Monday on Veterans Day will be ready to ship very shortly after that. I've just got to get with the athlete, and we're doing the autograph session. This one is epic, and this athlete is loved and adorned by new fans and old fans alike.
Is there a way, I'm going to stall because I was just told by my producer I have another 2 minutes.
Perfect.
You just said that the next one is loved, and I'm going back to Askren. Would you ever do a bobblehead, if the athlete was willing, of course, where it was somebody who is not loved? Where it is something like, in this case, a bobblehead of Ben Askren laying there unconscious. And I'm asking because I think people would buy it if the athlete, yeah, in this case Ben Askren, was willing to do it.
Okay. I mean, if you're being serious with that question, I mean...
I am.
And I think you are. A, I don't think Ben Askren would want this moment memorialized. Do you?
I don't know if he would, but I've respected him a little bit more now than I did before. When I saw some tweets, like a tweet went out and said, "Hey, Ben Askren, do you remember that time you took a knee to the head?" And his response was, "No, I don't."
Right.
And so,
oh, that's hilarious.
It is. I think
okay, so the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, I don't want to memorialize someone getting knocked out like that, even if I don't like them personally. I'm not saying I don't like Ben Askren, but
sure.
I would rather memorialize moments of glory, Randy. These guys deserve it. There's too many out there. I don't want to harp on anything negative. I would just rather concentrate on these moments that MMA fans like you and me and Naked Pizza Man, that we would recognize in a heartbeat, in the snap of the fingers, like, that was that, and this is awesome. You know, I can't believe that they're finally making the H-bomb from UFC 100. I would much rather make that than Michael Bisping laying there unconscious.
But you could do one of Michael Bisping taking his eye out like he did on his YouTube channel.
For sure. I'd love to make a removable eye.
That would be epic.
That would be epic. What are you thinking after your next announcement? I mean, I'm sure you're already kind of thinking, are there names? Are there people that you want to try to get to for your next figurine?
Randy, it's, you know, since we first met, me, you, and Naked Pizza Man, you know, over a year and a half, 2 years ago, whatever, it's, my life has completely changed. It is just unbelievable, this dream that I'm living right now and these athletes I get to work with. So to answer your question, I have a pipeline that I got to pinch myself every day. I can't believe I'm talking to this guy. I can't believe I'm working with this. I can't believe this guy's texting me. It's unbelievable as an MMA fan. So I got a really nice pipeline. I'm about to sign a contract with my newest fighter who, I'll give you a hint because it's not coming out for a while. He's a current champion, right now UFC champion, and we're going to go over the top, and this guy is all into it. And he's just saying, Dave, go as fast and as hard as you can with this one. And that means I'm going to attempt to make little accessories for this one, and I'm going to really try hard to push myself to the limit on this one. So I'm blessed.
I know who it is.
The guys that are coming up.
I know who it is, and I'm going to text you at the top of the hour when we go to a break and see if we're on the same length. As always, Dave, thank you very much. One more time, where can people hear the announcement?
next Monday, which is Veterans Day, MMA Bobblehead on Instagram. Follow me there. I show a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. And as a matter of fact, real quick, Randy, I showed the entire making of the Jorge Masvidal bobblehead every single Friday for like 8 or 9 weeks live on Instagram. And it was a wonderful process. I got really involved with all the people who follow the bobblehead. So follow me on Instagram at MMA Bobblehead. That's my handle.
Awesome. As always, Dave, thank you very much. And I'm going to watch your Instagram in between all my free meals on Monday for Veterans Day.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy. Thank you, Naked Pizza Man. Hopefully I'll talk to you guys sooner than later.
Absolutely. That is Dave Manley from MMA Bobblehead. Make sure you check it out. And 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Let's hit it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.